pelican, fly pelican, fly pelican. And I tell them that birds of a motherfucking pelican fly die.
Yeah, hang gon' lie, I feel flyer than I ever been. You stay ballin', it's New Orleans, I'm a pelican. It's going down in the nest, wild, wild west. Come in town and you best show us some respect. 3-point threat, I better make it rain. If it's up, then don't jump stupid like your ankle sprain. Always said, never hate the player, hate the game. Jumpin' where the dame lay, punch a train. Post game, big Q, talking about business. Bird gang, YouTube, they ain't flocking with us. Lock up the division mission, get into the finals. Finish competition, then it's going win the title. I know the flyer than you can get. Such a threat that the refs just might call a tag. You could double, you could press, but you can't check. Right, left, slide by you like a Eurostat.
Fly pelican, fly pelican, fly pelican. And I tell them that birds of a feather flock together. Fly, die, I'm a pelican forever. Pelican forever. And never, and never, and never, and never, and never, and never. Say birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah.
Fly, die, I'm a pelican forever. Pelican forever.
First quarter, they knocked us on our heels right away, and it was an uphill battle from there. I thought the last three quarters we played better. So there's some things that we did well. There's some things that we can learn from against playing against a championship caliber team like Boston.
Yeah, and why do you think you had trouble getting stops in the first quarter specifically?
They're threes. I don't think we had a sense of urgency of how quick, how well they drive and kick to each other and they catch and shoot. So, you know, you try to prepare for it in practice, but it's different when the game starts. And after the first quarter, we made a better adjustment, but a lot of film that we can go over and get better.
How tough is it having to defend a team that has a center who can shoot the three ball like Al Horford?
There's things that we work on and we can take those threes away. We just didn't execute as well as we need to.
What do you think you did well in the last three quarters to kind of negate some of that?
I thought we had more of a still out mentality. Normally we're in a heavy shift and the ball is being driven towards us and we try to stop the ball first. And we adjusted really quickly knowing that if you try to stop the ball, they're kicking it and that three is gone. So now you got to get back to your guy right away. I thought we did a tad bit better job in the second half or last three quarters rather of doing that. This is what they do. They shoot threes. They get to the free throw line. They can isolate. They're a good offensive team.
And any update on Trey? We saw you stepped on somebody's foot, it looked like, in the second quarter.
I don't have any information at this moment. I'm sure I'll hear more when I go back and talk to the medical staff.
Yeah, how tough is it when the margin of error is so slim against a team like that and you leave a bunch of opportunities out there in transition, you know, a bunch of shots right around the rim just don't go in for you?
Yeah, I thought we rushed a bit in transition. But that's what, you know, give Boston credit. They're physical. They cut and move hard when it's time to do it. And they make shots. So there's a ton of areas that we can get better at. We know it. I still like where we are and we'll continue to grow from here.
You know, how much does it help you guys to have Jose and Herb and the impact they can make defensively when you get in these games where you need every stop you can get when you got to make plays in the fourth quarter?
It's extremely important. I thought Herb did a solid job. Jose is, you know, he comes in and does his thing as well. But collectively, defensively, we can be better, especially to start the game. 40 points in one quarter, that's just too much, especially against a team that can score as well as Boston does. Now you're climbing uphill the whole game, which is what we were doing. And we had moments that we could have got back into it, but we just didn't make enough plays down the stretch.
And just big picture, it seems like B.I. has really improved his three ball this year compared to last year. How much does that open up his game when that's a much bigger threat in his offensive arsenal?
Yeah, we want him shooting open threes. He shoots it at a really good percentage. I think it'll open up the rest of his game, and it's something that he's working on. So it's good to see him knock down a few tonight. Okay, thank you guys.
All things Pelicans, you're now tuned into the Pelican Post Game Report. Much love to the flock. Appreciate y'all joining us for this episode of the Pelican Post Game Report. We up in this thing. I am Big Q, DC, the co-host is in the building. This one is entitled The Pelicans, man. Celtics 3-point barrage buries Pels 117-109. And DC, man, you look at this Boston team. We talked about the first quarter, which they had 40 points versus the Pelicans 25, and the Pelicans spent pretty much the game chasing the Boston Celtics in the entire matchup. And every time we got a little close, they extended out. Pelicans showed some heart, but man, 23 pointers, 20 of 46 from downtown. And of course they had some other factors involved in the matchup, but Pelicans go down swinging, man. But this is a tough squad. Celtics are 13-3 for a reason, man. And it was kind of eye opening to see the disparity of, well, actually it was good. It was good and bad. You, like Coach Willie alluded to, to match ourselves up against a team like Boston. It's the best team in the NBA currently record-wise, and they showed you with their chemistry, their harmony, their shooting ability, their intelligence, stuff like that. But we got a little further to travel, man, and we'll see this team again. But let's get some early thoughts on it, bro.
I'm sorry. I stated, what was that, a couple of nights ago, when we covered the Celtics, that all we had to do was guard Jason Tatum and slow him down from 3-point line, and we could go ahead and eke out a win. Well, I was wrong. I forgot all about Derek White. I definitely should have mentioned him and Al Horford, man, because, I mean, you know, our game plan was definitely to shut down Tatum, and I wouldn't say they shut him down, but they definitely held him in check to be able to win. But, you know, we couldn't rotate, and all they did was pass the ball from one side of the court to the other, bro, and just continuously knock down 3-point shots. Pretty much, the game was pretty much lost in the first quarter, even though, you know, we never gave up. We fought back. We was chasing, seems like, that 9-point lead for eternity, man. Anytime we cut it in 9, it felt like the game was tied. But nonetheless, Trey Murphy getting hurt us a lot. We could have used that extra 15 to 20 points that he could have potentially provided us without us having Zion, man. And, you know, that's still no excuse for us losing this game. Pels winning there. They gave it their all. For some reason, they looked tired, you know, at points of this game. I guess maybe the rotation or the way Willie was dishing out the minutes. But, they went there and fought, man. So I'm not really down on this. Like you said, this is the best team in the league right now. And they put up a pretty, you know, valiant effort, in my opinion. When you're at halftime, man, and the team has made 14 three-pointers out of 27, you know, it's kind of hard to come back from that, bro, to go ahead and turn that into a victory, you know. You're not going to see probably many teams, if ever at all, turn that into a victory. So looking forward to just moving on to the Warriors. Like the effort from the Pels, they had some things they did right, like the fact that we had 11 turnovers at halftime and Boston only had 3. and they ended the game with 17 turnovers and we only had 13. So it's clear, you know, the guys made some adjustments, got things a little more under control after the half, but too little too late. And the injury to Zion and Trey, you know, really made it difficult for us to be able to beat the number one team in the league right now. Things may have been different if we had those two players, but that'd be woulda, coulda, shoulda, man.
Yeah, yep. Some a lot of factors involved, man. But when you pin the Pelicans with all that potential up against the Celtics, and this is a team that had some years to kind of work it through, and they have all of these key synchronicities that's going on between them. They know each other's strengths and weaknesses. They play really disciplined. Pelicans were able to fluster them in the second half, but not enough stops to get the lead back, you know, that we kind of gave them early on in the game. So, I mean, a lot of learning stuff here to go at, you know. Let's attack the statistics. Pelicans 43 of 87, 49.4% versus the Celtics 41 of 85, 48.2. The key stat of the night, as DC alluded to, 23 pointers by the Celtics off of 46 shots. That's 43.5% from downtown.
Shot. That's what it sounded like, that little John
ridiculous. Song. Yeah, it was ridiculous, man. Shots falling for them. 23 pointers, 60 points from downtown of the 117. Totally ridiculous. Pelicans were 13 of 35 for 37%. The charity stripe, 15 to 17 by the Celtics, which 88.2%. Pelicans only 13 attempts from the foul line. At home, 10 of 13, almost 77% if you round it off. Ridiculous. Totally. The Pelicans should have – the referees are just another point of emphasis. Rebounds, 46 rebounds. Yeah, it's just getting on my nerves.
How do we get all the tit for tat calls, man, and the other team doesn't foul at all? I just don't understand, bro.
It doesn't make any sense, because if you're an official and you're looking at how the game and the other guy's whacking the game, like whacking his guy, like Williams pushes guys with both hands. You can see him out there literally shoving guys, and the referee's looking at him. He doesn't get any calls. But
I got one better for you, bro. Jason Tatum smacks Herb Jones in the face, and he get the foul call.
It makes no sense, man. Unless, you know, and these are consistently bad.
Jose Alvarado clearly has a charge, man. And they call it a blocking foul.
it gets on my nerves. But anyway, let's keep it going. 46 rebounds versus 37 advantage. Celtics 11 offensive. The Pelicans lost the assist game 28 to 24. They won the steals 13 to 6, tied up on the blocks 3-all. Turnovers, Pelicans kept the turnovers down. Only 13 turnovers versus 17 turnovers by the Celtics. 20 points off turnovers by the Celtics, 23 off them by the 20 off it by the Celtics, 23 off by the Pelicans, 24, the 11 on the fast break. Pelicans did win the point in the paint, 52-238 in the matchup. And like I said, the Pelicans at one point had led by two, but then a lot of this was just after the Celtics had the lead and they ran up that 15 points in the first quarter. They went ahead by as much as 19 in the contest. And we'll see this team again in January on the 11th. To see how far we progress. Hopefully we'll have Zion there and Trey as we move forward, and we've picked up some more games and some more experience and figure out a few more things. DC, hit me with some statistics, bro, from this game. Obviously, I know you're looking at the three-pointers. What else you got?
Old Faithful showed true tonight with the rebounds, man. That was one thing I was noticing. We had so many possessions. Well, we played a complete possession, man, defensively. I mean, I know they scored 117 points and they made a lot of three-pointers, but they had times in this game where the Pels were playing excellent defensively, man, especially to get back in the game. And we definitely had an opportunity to come back in this game, man, but rebounds, bro. Rebounds, man. A lot of possessions, especially down the stretch when we still had opportunity. We were, you know, in the game, 9, 6, 8 point area. and we just could not close out these possessions, man, and get the rebound. We got out rebounded on the defensive boards as well as the offensive rebounds. You know, total rebounds, it was 46 for them, 37 for us. And tonight, that was a big deal other than the three-pointers. The three-pointers was, you know, the knockout shot we had in the beginning and we got up, dusted ourselves off. The rebounds was the second shot that put us down, man, caused the TKO, in my opinion. So that's the only two stats I think is really worth looking at when you look at this loss and how it came about. We could mention another category, though, of we just call them BS calls for the ref, but I don't see that statistic on my chart right here. I have to go back and track them and actually count them.
Yeah, you might find out that we actually lead in the league in bullshit calls, to be quite honest with you, because this is more the same. When you're at home, you're supposed to get a little bit better than 13 calls in a physical game like this, man. So,
right. I mean,
but let's keep it moving, fam. Let's get into the box score. Look at the individuals here. Starting with the Pelicans, top scorer for the Pelicans in the matchup was, of course, Brandon Ingram. 25 points from him on 38 minutes of tonight. 9 of 20 from the field, 5-11 from downtown by B.I., 25.7 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals by B.I. Top second leading scorer, C.J. McCollum, 18 points in 34 minutes off of 18 shots, 7 of 8 from the field, 4 of 8 from downtown. He finished with 18 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals on the afternoon, 17 from Herb Jones, straight jacket Jones in 36 minutes, 7 of 12 from the field, 2 of 4 from downtown. 1 of 2 from the charity stripe, 17.7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 steals by him. 10 points from Valachunas in 21 minutes, 5 of 7 from the field. He finished with 10 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists for Big V in the game. And of course, Trey Murphy played 12 minutes and didn't score a point. Off the bench came Larry Nance, who's been playing real solid basketball over the last stretch of games. In 27 minutes, he put up 16 points on 7 of 8 field goals shooting. In that, he was underneath the basket handling this business. He had 2 blocks, 3 steals, and 8 rebounds on the night. 10 points from Jose in 24 minutes, 4 of 12, not too good from the field. And he was 0 for 6 from downtown. It wasn't hitting for him. He finished with 10 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, as he was all over the place. Najee Marshall came in the game with 22 minutes, was nine with 9 points, 3 of 5 from the field, 1 of 3 from downtown, 9 points, 3 assists, and a rebound, 1 steal by Najee. And also Dyson Daniels, DC, got a little burn in that thing. 18 minutes, he was 0-2 from the field. Did get a point, but it's off the charity stripe, 1 of 2. He had 3 rebounds to go along with that 1 point in 18 minutes of action. So, of course, the question is, where's Trey? How is his situation going?
Get this. He's got a foot contusion, huh? Right foot contusion, huh? That's what they said, bro. Well, you know, my bad. This is a bruise. Pretty much the same damn injury Zion got. Thought that was ironic.
Yes, that is. We'll have to monitor it, man. But anyway, and then, of course, the top scores for the Celtics in the matchup. 27 from Brown. He led the day, 26 from White. He was the guy that really, DC, if you want to point at somebody, the Pelicans did a pretty decent job of making Tatum human. He only put up 19 points, but he had a double-double, 19 points, 10 assists, 7 rebounds, and 39 minutes of action. So they kind of made him human in the matchup. And then Jaylen Brown put up his 27 points, 7 assists, 10 rebounds, his double-double, almost triple-double. And then, of course, you have White running around there in 35 minutes, hitting 6 of 8 from downtown and 9 of 12 from the field for 26 points and plus 21 on the plus minus. So, man, and of course, that the contribution from Al Horford and Williams, 18 from Al Horford along with 12 from Williams. But if you got to look at somebody in the matchup for this, the Celtics that really kind of hurt the Pelicans in his shooting, White is definitely a candidate. 6
he was the MVP in my opinion, man.
For them, right. So anyway, let's talk about guys from the Pelicans, man. Who you got here?
Well, I mean, none other than Mr. B.I., man, finally came and gave us a guess a little bit of a prolific scoring output in a way. I like what I saw from him from three-point line. I don't ever remember B.I. taking 11 three-pointers, you know. Knocked down five of them, man. That's pretty good efficiency. I'm starting to believe the 50% three-point efficiency, man. That might be something that's here to stay. I think B.I. has definitely improved his three-pointer. At least, I would say not on the move. I think on the move, I ain't been seeing him take a lot of them. But when he set up and he get the shooter right in their face, man, I mean, seem like it's here to stay. So that's something to be excited about. You got to look at some things to try to hype yourself up about from this game, because it's very, I wouldn't say embarrassing, but it's a little painful loss in a way, because I feel like if we've done some simple things right, we could have won this, possibly. But B.I. definitely showed up. He handled his business. Another guy for me was Herb Jones, man. Herb Jones was all over the place. A lot of energy and effort, man. Big parts of us making runs at times. He was trying to do it all defensively, even though I seen some chinks in the armor tonight. But offensively, man, he definitely showed up and was out there like a wild man, cutting everywhere. Every time you look up, he's getting the ball, attacking the goal, you know, hit some three-pointers. So Herb definitely stepped up, man. And the last guy for me, even though I thought CJ played okay, not really excited about it, but definitely want to mention him with 18 points, you know. He helped us stay in the game. I mean, ain't no kind of. His defense is actually pretty decent at times. Got three steals tonight. But the last guy is Larry Nance, man. I mean, he's continuing his stellar play. This has been awesome, probably over the last 7 or 8 games. I think since he got hurt, and then he probably had another run of 3 or 4 before he got hurt. Just model of consistency, man. The defense is really what jumps off the screen for me with Larry Nance. But on top of that, he's giving you performances like this with 16 points, 8 rebounds, and I mean, he ain't missed but one shot. You know, so he's awesome, man. He's awesome. And he's my third guy. That'll be your three bright spots for the most part.
Yeah. I mean, it's just all I can look at and see is between the play of the two teams, man, to see how far we got to go. How far are we all from getting to that level of play, which is a very high level of play that the Celtics are playing on right now. You know, so, I mean, it's a good measurement game. And, of course, we'll see this team a little later on to kind of test our wits against them as well. But I think this is where Willie's trying to get the team to go, to understand if we could play more disciplined, play more fundamental, that we could play on this level as well. So very interesting, man. Good measurement game just to go up against this team. Let's move on to the next lineup, fam. We got the next team coming up on Monday at 7 p.m. in the Smoothie King Center. It's the Golden State Warriors. It's the team we smashed back on, you know, on the 4th of November, 114-105. They're back, you know, they're back again. And this time around, you're going to have Steph Curry involved as they're smashing the New York Knicks and Golden State right now, 92-77 with 9-11 left in the fourth quarter. Of course, Steph Curry is the top guy, averaging almost 33 points per contest. Kevon Looney is their top rebounder with 7 a game. And Draymond Green is the top assist man, according to statistics. Zion is our top scorer, 23.5. Big V, the top rebounder, just over 9. And CJ, almost 7 assists per contest. The Golden State Warriors right now, DC, not showing any people on the injury list, according to the injury report. Zion is listed as out. All those speculation is Zion could be back for the Golden State matchup in the Smoothie King Center. Of course, Trey is day-to-day now as we will progress and see what's going on with them. So the Pelicans, tonight, 3-game losing streak snapped by the Boston Celtics. They go to 9-7, 5-3.
3-game winning streak, bro.
3-game, what I say, losing streak?
Yeah.
Okay, 3-game winning streak was snapped. And now we have that loss. And, of course, Golden State, who doesn't look very good, man, on the road. They're 0-8 on the road currently, but, you know, you kind of toss that stuff out when all those guys are healthy, man.
Man, I ain't tossing nothing out. All that losing contagious.
Hey, bro, listen, a lot of that, most of those guys missing Steph Curry and the rest of them guys could be involved in playing in the matchup against the Pelicans, man, and that's a dangerous combination. So let's get into the Golden State Warriors matchup. They're showing like this is the team right now, and a lot of these guys are healthy. And you'll see some of these guys might see the full cupboard on display of the Golden State Warriors matchup on Monday night against the Pelicans. Let's get into it.
Most definitely, man. You know what it's all about. When you play Golden State, it's always you got to look at the babyface assassin, bro. You got to see if Steph's going to be out there and see how you're going to match up with him with that, because everything starts there. Golden State obviously has a good core of players as well. Beyond him, you got guys like Jordan Poole, Draymond Green, who can definitely do his thing on defensive end. Klay Thompson, not quite the same, but he still will give you something. Andrew Wiggins actually been a pretty good damn addition for them. So those four guys that set out, you know, is a big impact. And then remember, we played the Warriors without those guys, and it was giving us all we could handle without any of those guys.
That's Jordan right.
Poole obviously played, but no Klay, no Wiggins, no Draymond. And I believe they also probably said somebody else that I'm forgetting about. DiVincenzo, I think. I don't think he played either. You know, so the Warriors are pretty deep. It's going to be another good test for the Pelicans, man. Steph is averaging like 30 points a game. You know what I'm saying? You got to guard him as soon as he crosses half court. There ain't been many teams been able to kind of figure that out. You just kind of got to wish he misses sometimes. But I definitely think with Zion coming back, the feeling is mutual with them. Draymond in the past has played Zion tough. I think he played this new version of Zion. Seems a little wiser and smarter and leaning more into the facilitation abilities that he has. I definitely think we can get this win, man. When you match everybody across the board, we match up pretty decent with the Warriors. I mean, Steph is kind of the X factor. You could say we don't have an answer for him, but then I could turn around and tell you they don't have an answer for Zion. So, you know, a lot of things can kind of cancel themselves out. And I think the first matchup we had against them, Pelicans sometimes are guilty of, you know, playing up and down at a competition. They didn't have those guys there. Jordan Poole was still there. And they kind of made the game interesting all game. And those guys do have the DNA of champions. They are a championship team, so can't discount that either. But either way, man, it's been a pretty tough game. Good challenge for the Pels. And I think a good way for them to get over the Celtics loss if they're able to go ahead and get this win against Golden State.
Yeah, it's another tough one, man. The best team in the NBA record-wise in the Boston Celtics, and then you turn around and you face Golden State on Monday after a couple of days. So the Pelicans have to show that they're up for the challenge, man. So keep rolling them out. The Pels, we'll see what we can do with them. Matchup indicator have the Pelicans winning the matchup 59.4% versus 40.6% by the Golden State Warriors. But Golden State's always dangerous, you know, regardless of what the record is. If you got Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, those guys are healthy, and then they have a wonderful bench. Like you spoke about those players we played early in the month with all of the backups in there. Wiggins, none of them guys were in there, but all of the backups was in there, and they played really well and kind of lost toward the back end of the game. But, man, listen, the Warriors are a dangerous team, and this is what a lot of the Pelican faithful see ultimately the Western Conference Finals as is the Pelicans and the Warriors. Well, this is where you have to keep pouring it on, man. We were able to get one without all these stars in it this time around. A lot of these stars will be present. So right now, like I said, they're knocking the hell out of the New York Knicks right now in Golden State. The Pelicans on par, on tap for Monday, man. We got to get the dub and improve, man. So and keep going up and up and up and up. Winning, losing, learning something, man. That's the bottom line. And Willie, is this team is trending in the right direction based on like last season when we were still in the ultimate chase position the entire season. The Pelicans are a couple of games ahead in 500. They're 9-7, 5-3 at home. A lot better from last year, and the team showing a lot of effort, a lot of intelligence. We got a lot of stuff to clean up. Defense, we got to tighten up a lot on defense. I still feel guys are getting opposition getting to the cup a little too easy at times. Our switching needs to improve. The intelligence of our switching needs to improve. And Boston's – a lot of these teams are super intelligent. They'll look at you, figure out if you can do this, and they'll work you until you do. So we got to have an adjustment for their adjustment for their adjustment. And that's what it's about, man. Whoever ultimately adjusts successfully, they get the dub. So let's see what happens in the matchup with Golden State on Monday night. Smoothie King Center, 7 p.m. tip-off time. We'll be back in the building on the Pelican Postgame Report to recap that matchup as well. So with that being said, man, let me give a shout-out to the Flock, man, and thank you guys for being with us on this late Friday episode of the Flock. Shout-out to everybody. Thank you, VB. She says, sleep this one off. Get ready to fight another three-point barrage when the Warriors invade the Smoothie King Center next week. Go Pels. Thank you, VB. Much love to you, baby. Appreciate that super chat. And shout out to the rest of the Flock, the fam, Kevin Conley, Trey. Shout out to you, Eugene. Big ups to you, Slim, all the family members. What's up, Stephanie? Shout out to you as well. Adam, big ups to you as well. Good to see all you guys in the stream. What's up, OGs in the building representing Greg Raging Cage. Shout out to your fam. Good to see you as well. Cool guys. Shout out to your fam. Appreciate you. All right, what's up, Wayne? Shout out to you, man, as well. Lavelle's in the building as well. Jose's in the building. Appreciate all you guys for joining in. What's up, Brother John? Shout out to you. So with that being said, we're going to get out on that episode of the Pelican Postgame Report. Listen, man, we appreciate all of you guys for all that you do and your support. Please feel free to take a moment to hit the like button. If you hadn't hit it, please feel free to share the show as well on your social media feed with other faithful, other Flock faithful. And hit the notification bell for future shows as well. So with that being said, we're going to get out of here. Much love to the Flock, and we're going to holler at you on the flip side. Go Pels. DC, I'm going to holler at you, baby. Peace.
Peace.
Check out the Pro Shop. That's right, the Pro Shop is the platform store where you can go and buy all the latest merch to support the platform. Available at the Pro Shops, we have dozens of hundreds of products available for you and your family. Unisex tees for men and women, hoodies and sweatshirts, tank tops, kids and baby items, long sleeve tees, mugs, pillows, wall art, bath bedding, face masks, phone cases, stickers, bags, fanny packs, socks, hats, and many other items. Please feel free to check out the Pro Shops. The link is in the description section below. And remember, it helps the platform continue to grow. Check out the Pro Shop and Who That Daily.
The Who That Daily.com. That's right, the Who That Daily.com. Your one-stop shop for everything New Orleans Saints, New Orleans Pelicans, LSU Tigers, even the top-flight boxing. So if you're a Who That and you're looking for a place to stay up on your team, Who That Daily.com is your site. The Who That Daily.com for the sport Who That in all of us.